Today we celebrate Disney World Resorts with our good friend Francine from PixieDustFan.com. Francine has stayed at every single Disney resort, and today we are going to break it all down the We Like Theme Parks way, lightning round style. All this and more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast. I was late. I'll do better next time.
Please do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hidey-ho, homies. Today, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Disney Bounder, theme park fashionista, and Disney Wall Advocate. She loves them Disney walls from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley.
Yes, I don't have any walls around my heart about the Disney walls.
I just like don't care about these walls. I promise I will take a picture in front of one. I just don't care. I'm not going to wait. But for you, I will wait 3 whole minutes. That's as much as I'll give. And we're also joined by comedian Diz Nerd and ice cream elitist. It's Mark Andrada. He only likes the fancy ice cream.
So you know that's not true.
You slummed
the
it
best
a little
ice cream
bit
I've
Rocky
had.
Road. A little bit of Rocky Road slumming. But
the best ice cream I've had all year was a Rocky Road. Get on me about the flavors that I like.
Well, I quite enjoy the hibiscus lemon.
How was that apricot
lemon
today, though?
Yeah.
I had an apricot burnt almond soft serve today.
Touchdown.
Toasted almond. It was very good.
Very hipster.
It was the place that I got it from, though. I mean, like, they are the soft serve. They're soft serve royalty. They're very good at it.
Sounds fancy. Well, guys, we have an incredible show today. We have a fantastic guest. But before we get that rolling, we got to sell some shirts, right? It's t-shirt time.
T-Public presents,
it's your shout-out.
Selling t-shirts all day. All right. My Insta shout-out goes to @Emily_R. It's with 3 M's and 3 Y's. Emily-er. It's Emily Russo. If you like dogs in Disney, this is the spot to go. She's got you covered. She has a new puppy. It's a miniature dachshund named Russell. It's so cute. I don't know about you guys, but wiener dogs are where it's at for me. You guys like wiener dogs?
I think it's pronounced dachshund.
It's dachshund. Dachshund.
It's not. Dachshund.
Dachshund. I can call the dog whatever I want. Dachshund.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
That's how they say it where they're from in Dashville.
Where are they?
It's in Germany. They're sausage dogs, right? They're German. They must be German.
You know what? You're a sausage dog.
Yeah,
how about that?
Well, whatever. Miriam, who do you got?
I have Tinker J 787. We love Tinker J. She was just in Disney World with her family on vacation. Looks like she had a really good time. And yeah, she's the best.
We love Tinker J. She's also a Tron fan. So she is doing that little celebration for that Tron 3 announcement. I'm excited. And Mark, who do you got?
I have Disney23. You can find them on Instagram at Disney23. They're the official Disney fan club. You can check them out there. I'm actually a member, which is crazy.
So, I am too.
Are you? Wow.
I feel like we gotta have a talk about this whole thing. The idea is that they are friends in our community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I do something wrong?
No. No. You're the greatest, Mark. It was a good one.
Okay.
I mean, he is a member.
He is a member.
Yeah, how much more friendly can you get? You
gotta be a proud member. Well, I'm glad we're giving them a shout out so people know what it is. So great.
Disney23. Yes.
Disney23. Very good. All right, friends, we have a very special guest who is patiently waiting. So let's jump into a segment. So you know it's segment time.
Segment time.
Hotels. You sleep in them. They're great. But at Disney, they're next level. Whether you're looking for luxury or fun or immersion, a Disney resort experience is unlike none other. And on property, there are a ton of different hotels. And collectively, we've stayed at a bunch. You know,
I think that's the technical term.
Yeah, I think so. But today, I want to introduce somebody who's not been to some, not many, but all the Disney resorts. So, fellow Diz nerds, I'm pleased to introduce from PixieDustFan.com, it's Francine. Hi, Francine.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled that you're here. I mean, you've been to every hotel. That's insanity. That's crazy.
I've spent years doing it. Yes.
And how many dollars, I want to know? I mean, woof.
Yeah, quite a few.
So Francine, give us a sense. How many times a year do you get down to Disney?
I mean, I've been visiting probably since I was 3 years old. So a long time. As an adult, I probably go between 4 and 5 times a year. That's what I try to do. 4 and 5 times a year. Obviously not this year, but yeah, normally I'm going 4 or 5 times a year.
Well, that's amazing. Now, do you have like a home base, the 1 or 2 hotels that you like to go to? Or do you really, sounds like you like to go everywhere to give everything a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. I have Disney Vacation Club. So my home base is really Bay Lake Tower. But yeah, we stay wherever. Really, it's usually wherever I can get a reservation. So sometimes I have to split my stays where I'm staying at more than one resort during the week. We're all over the place.
And what's your feel on that? Do you prefer to do the switcheroo mid-trip?
I used to, you know, so I would do a Magic Kingdom resort for maybe the first half and then an Epcot resort for the second half.
Nice, yeah.
I don't like packing up and moving anymore.
Yeah, it's, I get it.
Because it burns a day. And even though Disney, they move your luggage for you.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yeah, you have to check out 11. You can't check in till the afternoon. It's not fun.
Yeah, but Francine, you know, if you complain enough, if you go to the front desk and go, rah, 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 they'll let you in early.
I know, but I don't like to complain.
Well, I want you to meet me, who will happily go to that front desk and be like, my kid needs a nap. Can I, you know, it's 11:30. Can you make something happen? They just kicked me out of my other hotel. Can I get in?
They're usually pretty good if you can, but it's still, you know, it's right in the middle of the day. You got to move over. If I can avoid it, I will.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, everyone does Disney the way they do it. And there's no wrong answer. And I agree with you. The pack, especially if you have kids like me, the pack is tricky. But for an opportunity to go to a different place, I think it's kind of cool. But that's just me.
It is. It is.
So before we dive too deep into the hotels, let's talk a little bit about the pixiedustfan.com. And you've got a podcast. You've got a website. Give us a sense of what you guys do, what your pod's about. We want to hear all about it.
The podcast is similar to you guys, but a bit different. You guys are really creative and always imagineering and thinking of different things. On mine, it's my friend Carrie and I talking about our experiences at Disney. Both of us don't have kids. We tend to have other guests on the podcast that can share their experiences with children. And we like to have, you know, different kind of guests on. And sometimes we have friends who are local to the parks that live, you know, 10 minutes from the park. So they come on and tell us a little bit about what's going on and the updates from there. And yeah, it's usually just a good time trying to keep things positive, stay happy.
Just a little pixie, a little magic. Yeah, that's what I love about your pod. It's just really warm. It's good, positive vibes. If you just want to have a friendly talk about Disney, and you have so much experience, Francine. Like you said, 5 times a year, and you do not live in Florida, okay? No. You are flying in. You are making 5 specific trips, and that's incredible. Do you have like a crew of people that you travel with?
Yeah, so it's usually my sister, who really is the one that got me addicted when I was a kid, and our Disney friends. Yeah, so it's really anybody that wants to go, we go.
Well, that's great. Well, 5 times a year, anybody wants to go. So obviously you've been to all the hotels. Well, Francine, you are essentially a master of resorts. So what we thought was fun, when we have a guest like you that is essentially a master of Disney in a specific area, we like to do our lightning round micro reviews because we don't want to hear about one hotel or two hotels. No, we want to hear about all of them, but just very quickly.
Okay.
So we're going to put you through the gauntlet.
Sounds like
today.
A lot of pressure.
There's no pressure. It's just fun. But speaking of pressure, hey, Mark, do you think you could be my 32nd man on the clock there?
Oh, my gosh. I would be honored.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, sir. It's always a privilege. All right. Well, Mark, you let me know when you're ready to rock, and we're going to just zoom through all of these hotels, 30 seconds each. Audience,
30 seconds.
Get ready. Wow. If you don't know your resorts, you're about to. So get ready. We're going to put 30 seconds up on the clock for each and every one of these fantastic Disney resorts. And you're going to give us anything you want to tell us about these resorts, your reviews, things you like, maybe things you don't like, whatever, what have you. We're going to talk about these resorts and let these listeners know who, trust me, have not been to every hotel. So you're doing everyone a favor and we really appreciate it. All right, we're going to get things rolling with the value resorts. Value Resorts. And why don't we start things off with, I'm sure, one of your favorites, Francine, Disney's All-Star Movie Resorts. 30 seconds on the clock, and away we go.
The All-Star Resorts, I think I got to bucket them all together because I've stayed in each of them for one night each. And truth be told, it was always the night before a cruise. I didn't stay very long. I do love the food court there. I love the theming, but I haven't stayed since the rooms have been redone and they were pretty dated. So one night was kind of my max in the All-Star Resorts.
That's 30 seconds. Cool. Great job, Francine.
Perfect timing.
Felt like, yeah, it's like we're in the future or something. I feel like we've all stayed in some of these All-Stars because that's what we could afford. I know I've stayed at Sports and it was kind of the worst. But I will say, when I stayed there, I didn't have kids. And I think if I went back there with kids now, it'd be a different story because my kids might have a nice time.
Absolutely.
But music, movies. Mark, have you ever been in either one of those, guys?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You got something to say about any of those hotels?
I have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Tie-dye cheesecake.
So over at All-Star Movies, there's five sections. And I just wanted to note this. Two of those sections are the Mighty Duck section and the Herbie the Love Bug section. So if I'm going to go there, give me some Herbie, baby. Honk, honk. Let's do it. And the five sections over at Music, obviously musical inspired, is the Calypso, the Jazz Inn, the Rock Inn, the Country Fair, and the Broadway Hotel. But the cool thing to note is that there's a Three Caballeros pool feature in the hotel. And everybody knows that I like the Caballeros. Panchito Pistolas. Senor Donald, see. All right, well, let's cruise past all those all-stars and let's move over to the Disney Art of Animation Resort. 30 seconds. Here we go.
So, Art of Animation, I have stayed in the Little Mermaid rooms and they're cute. They're well-themed, but I will say the resort itself, I love the theming of the resort. The food court there is fantastic. So, that's where I've gone for my tie-dye cheesecake. They also have Nemo cheesecake. I'm kind of all about the food, so you're going to notice that my reviews always include that. They have some great Nemo cheesecake there, but the family suites are amazing. They're so big. You've got a separate room for the kids. It's the perfect resort if you want a place to put the kids at night and you can, you know, the parents can stay up, watch TV, hang out.
That's great. Yeah, I actually experienced this food court recently on my last trip. Because Dustin told me the same thing. He said, you got to try the food court at Art of Animation. And I went over there and I was pleasantly surprised. It was much nicer than over at Pop. It was great. And my kids played all over. I don't know. It was some kind of Finding Nemo play thing. We were there for an hour. We couldn't leave. My kids were like, nope, we're playing on this thing. All right, let's keep cruising with some Pop Century. 30 seconds. Here we go.
Pop Century is by far my favorite value resort. Stayed there multiple times. Since the rooms have been renovated, they're nice and clean, no carpets, very bright, lots of USB charging stations at them as well. The grounds, you know, it's just fun. There's lots of fun around, great photo opportunities. Everything is close by, and they have a really great gift shop as well. So aside from their little food court, their gift shop is really good. And their bus service is really, really good as well.
Without a doubt. That bus service, off the charts. There's just so many rooms in that hotel. That bus is always clipping. Not like Caribbean Beach, where it takes 3 days to get to a Disney park. Mark, that was your favorite hotel. Pop, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum is your favorite?
Yum, yum. Yum, my favorite. Yep.
I love Pop. Pop's great. The kids go bonkers at Pop. And those new renos go a long way. Love the USB ports. The queen-size Murphy bed that you can just clear away so there's extra space.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, big. It's great. And a really good value still. You know, we're talking $110, $115. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby. All right, let's talk about, and let's see if you've done this one, the campsites at Fort Wilderness. Have you done some Disney camping?
So I have toured with the RVs, but I've only stayed in the cabins. I have not actually pitched a tent myself.
But you saw people pinching a tent and you were, and how badly did you feel for them? Or were you like, oh, it looks like
fun. Well, yeah, no, I just visited my friends, but they had like a full camper trailer that they rented and, you know.
So no one was sleeping on the ground over there?
No. because there's a lot of wildlife. So I don't know how happy I'd be about pitching a tent over there. I mean, I guess like it's deer and stuff like that, but still. Is it? I don't camp at home, so I would never.
See, I camp, no. And the big concern is bears. Are people worried about roaming gators? And you're in a swamp.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to hang your food in a tree so the gator don't get it.
I never thought about that. But I mean, it's Disney. They got people wandering around making sure there's nothing crazy. I would imagine
that it's gator free. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, because there's dogs all over the place too. Everybody brings their dogs there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that yeah. Sounds nice.
Yeah, there's a ton of dogs there. They've got great walking trails and yeah.
Okay, so Miriam, if me and Mark were camping there and we brought our dogs, would you come along? We got cute dogs now.
Still not going to camp.
All right, no, forget it.
Listen, it sounds
like I'm with you.
I'll come visit the dogs, but I'm not going to camp.
Listen, Chris is all about pitching a tent. You know what I mean?
I like camping. It's awesome. Yes, I like tents. And I don't sleep on the ground. Thank you very much. We have an air mattress, a queen size. It's cozy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got an electric pump. It blows itself up. Come on now.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's keep moving along here.
That's too much.
Let's get out of Value Town and move into Moderate Mansion here. Let's go with Disney's Caribbean Beach Hotel. One of my favorites. 30 seconds.
Oh, Caribbean Beach. So it's absolutely huge. I have not stayed there where I've been taking the bus in a very long time. I always stay there when I have a rental car just because I find the bus service is a bit challenging.
It's brutal.
I do love the renovations they've done. So the new Spyglass Grill over there. And Sebastian's Bistro. The food there is so great. And then, of course, being so close now to the Skyliner, and the grounds are beautiful. The rooms are nice.
Oh, there's that.
Pirate rooms. I didn't even say pirate rooms.
You didn't even get to pirate room. That's 30 seconds. I mean, Francine, yeah, rules of the rules.
My 30 seconds.
I stayed in a pirate room in my last trip. It was great. My kids loved it. We sang sea shanties and the whole thing. It was great. It's a great resort. I agree. The transportation is brutal. So pro tip with the rental car at Caribbean Beach. But the pool is fantastic. They got water slides. And the new Centerville dining area is great. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Spyglass is great, too. And it's right by the pool. All right. Let's get into Disney's Coronado Springs Resort.
Oh, Coronado Springs. My very first visit there, I didn't like it because it just seems so far from the big pool when you have to walk. Okay. But my second visit, I stayed in a preferred room. And when you're that close to the front, it's an amazing, incredible resort. But now that they have the Grandestino Tower and the Three Bridges Bar over the water, it's you can go there and not go to a park. Like you could totally do a whole resort vacation and not go to the parks and just enjoy the pools and the grounds. And, you know, they have that super cool pool. And now that they have those bridges, it makes it much easier to get to those pools from wherever you're staying on property.
Oh, wow.
So, because it's a huge convention resort as well, right? So they always have great things going on there. And the food at the food court there is really great. They have a great bar in there as well that has great chicken wings.
Ooh.
If you're into chicken wings. Ooh,
you said,
go on, tell me more.
There is.
There it is. Run out of time on chicken wings. I mean.
Oh, did you not hear it the first time?
No.
It went through.
Oh, I heard just whatever just happened now. Was that a double? Did she get a whole minute? Shame, shame.
Double minute. Uh-oh. Double minute. Oh, my gosh.
Double minute. Well, not again.
Technically, it has two resorts, right? Like, there's Coronado, and then they built the whole tower. And
that's right. Grandestino, it looks really beautiful. I feel the same way you do, Francine. I always thought that this was exclusively for conference's, and it wasn't a hotel I was really interested in, other than that pool. That pyramid pool, the feature pool is incredible, but it sounds like they've made it far more attractive for families and resort guests as opposed to just people who are stopping in for a conference.
Oh, absolutely. It's really a great resort for families.
All right.
And I think it's often overlooked.
Okay. All right. Pro tip. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's talk about these two guys back to back. Let's start with Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter. 30 seconds.
Oh, I love the French Quarter because it's small. You can walk from one end of that resort to the other at the end of a night after you've been at the parks all day and your feet aren't tired. You can get beignets for breakfast. That,
wait,
that
say it
just
again.
Seals
say it,
the deal.
Say beignets
the
again.
Beignets for breakfast. And their pool is really cute, too. And you can also get the boat to Disney Springs from there.
Sasagula River.
Everything is right there. I mean, you can't go wrong with that resort. And I think I'm going to get buzzed.
There's the buzz. There's the sound. Here, I even gave a buzz sound on my side. That's a great. I've never stayed at the French Quarter, but I've stayed at Riverside, and you obviously cruise past it in the boat, and it looks like a lot of fun. And I've been on the running paths around there, and you kind of run through their parking lot. Anyway, that was interesting.
Oh, well, then I've never done the running paths. I think it's a safe bet. I'll never be on a running path.
I don't think I'll ever be again.
I've said before, if I'm running somewhere, something's chasing me, and you should run too.
Okay, another pro tip. Okay, well, let's talk about the Port Orleans on the other side. Let's talk about Riverside.
Oh, Riverside is almost, in my mind, it's kind of the opposite of French Quarter. It's huge. Like, it's so big and spread out. So similar bus thing that you've got over at Caribbean Beach. However, their food court is really great. They have some great desserts over there, and they have make your own pasta. The rooms are nice. They're clean. You can get the princess rooms there, the royal rooms, I think they're called. And I love some of those buildings that look like they're right out of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the grounds are beautiful. You could spend a whole week just hanging out.
Oh, there it is. And I got to tell you, I really enjoy, first of all, the boat. The boat's a big pull for me. Getting on that Sasagula, am I saying it right? Sasagula River Cruise?
I think so.
If you're having that problem with the transportation, you can always get on a boat to get to Disney Springs, to get to some of the parks. It's really cool. And there's some, I believe there's a piano bar there. Am I crazy? Is there another?
Yes. Yeehaw Bob.
Yes. Totally fun. Should not be missed. And the princess rooms are fantastic. I love me some princess rooms. They have that little feature where you can do some firework over top of your bed, which is
over top of the bed. Yeah. And the carpet is themed, and where you hang your clothes is like, it's all themed.
Yeah.
The sink is themed. It's like Aladdin's lamp. It's really cool.
A little bit of history, though. The resort was actually called Dixie Landing once upon a time and was rebranded to a Riverside because, you know, it was about plantations and stuff. So let's not do that anymore. Let's talk.
I did love it when it was Dixie Landings. It was one of my family's favorite resorts. We used to go there and stay there all the time when it first opened.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was awesome.
It's really great. All right, we keep on cruising. Let's talk about the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. 30 seconds.
The cabins are amazing. So if you can get there and get into a cabin, you've got a full kitchen so you can cook dinners, a separate bedroom, big bathroom, nice living room, but they are really well removed. So there's an internal bus loop that takes you around. But if you don't have a car, you absolutely need a golf cart. We made the mistake of staying there thinking that we could just kind of walk around or take the bus, and it just wasn't convenient for us. So absolutely a golf cart is necessary. But then you're so close. You can go and do the hoop-de-doo review at night.
Oh, time. The hoop-de-doo.
And I didn't even talk about the buffet.
Didn't get to the Trail's End buffet. Come on. But this is a pro tip.
I really want to go to hoop-de-doo. Is it super fun?
You know, it's funny. I have not been to the hoop-de-doo since I was about 10 years old. And apparently it's the same show that it was like way back then. So yeah, I need to do it.
That sounds fun. So talking about this golf cart thing. So can you rent the golf cart on property? Is that the idea?
Yes, you can rent the golf carts at Fort Wilderness. You know, they're really great for getting around from your campsite back to the general store. And their store's really big, too, as well. You know, because those cabins are full kitchens. You can pick up your groceries, bring them back, and if you want, you can cook. You have a nice little deck outside.
That sounds like you just go for a cruise. Like you want to go for a pleasure golf cart ride. Let's just check out the resort. Yeah.
If you can go around Halloween and Christmas or even the 4th of July, everybody's decorating and you get on your golf cart and you drive around and look at all the decorations.
I love it. Could I drive my golf cart over to like the Contemporary?
I don't think so. Maybe not.
Honey, you want to go for dinner? You want to go to a Contempo Cafe? Let's hop in. That'd be fun. All right, friends, I hate to interrupt, but we're going to take a quick break and come right back with some more We Like Theme Parks podcast. Hit the music. We like theme parks.
We like theme parks podcast.
Okay, let's get a little fancy, friends. Huh? Shall we do some deluxe hotels? Oh my, how's my hair? I'm going to a deluxe hotel. And let's kick things off with one of Francine's favorites, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's probably one of my least favorite deluxe resorts.
Oh, no.
It is. You know what? It's just there's so much walking. You finish a day in the parks. You've been walking around for hours and hours. And you get back and you've got 10 miles to walk to your room sometimes. Oh. I do like being able to see the animals. Obviously, that's fantastic. But I think if I'm going to stay there, I'm going to stay and just enjoy the resort. It's going to be less about the parks and more about the resort for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get some great food there, too.
Boma. Oh, that's the time. Boma. yum. I just stayed there. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. But you know what? I didn't have a long walk. And maybe that's why.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
If you're at the end of the halls, it's a long walk.
We had a bit of a negotiation at the front desk because I did just this, Francine. I got there early and I said, can I check in now? Pretty please. And what does Disney do? They make magic happen. And they go, all right, Mr. Bond, well, you can stay over here in this room or this room. And so it was, do you want the room that might be a little bit further away but is closer to, might have like a better savanna look? Or do you want the one that's closer that it might be, you know, not as good as savanna? And we took the closer one because we wanted to be, and it was a great view. I was like, what are you talking about? This is a spectacular view of the savanna. It was incredible. My kids lost their mind seeing giraffes and other animals all hours of the night. It was incredible. What an amazing hotel. And we even did the night vision glasses, the goggles. That was cool. Yeah, maybe that's it. If you stay close, it's not bad. But if you're far away, it's a bit of a bummer because it is a huge hotel.
It is.
Okay, let's keep the fancy party going. Hello, everybody. Let's talk about some more hotels. We're so fancy. Let's talk about the Beach Club Resort. Yeah, I brought my towel.
Oh, Beach Club. Now that is one fantastic resort. So it's right next to the entrance to Epcot. So I feel like you overlook a lot of the food at the Beach Club because you're so close to Epcot. That's where you go to eat. You know, it shares the pool with the Yacht Club and it's one of the best pools on property. It is bright and airy. The rooms are clean, lots of USB cables, plenty of room, plenty of space for your luggage. And yeah, it's really well themed. And of course, you've got Beaches and Cream right there as well. So you can go for a nice big ice cream.
Yum, yum. Okay, there's the time.
That's where we stayed the first time I went to Disney World when I was 6. And I still remember that pool because it was so fun.
Yeah.
The pool is incredible. A sand bottom in a pool.
Yeah.
That's pretty classy, guys.
Sand. I lived some mermaid dreams in that pool because of the sandy bottom. It's the best.
And Francine, have you indulged in the kitchen sink?
Yes, I have. I have. My friends and I have done the kitchen sink, and we couldn't finish it.
Oh, wow. Well, you got to meet our good friend Marty Adams, who orders it solo, one of our favorite podcast guests. Okay, let's keep things rocking with the boardwalk in.
Boardwalk. I like the boardwalk. My first few times staying there, it was similar to Animal Kingdom. Those corridors are really long and a long walk, but being so close to the boardwalk, you've got a walk-up pizza window, you've got entertainment at night, and it's not really as loud as you think it would be being right next to the boardwalk. You've got a great boat ride from there to Hollywood Studios. You've also got a nice walk to Epcot if you want it, or you can take the boat, whichever. You know, there's a margarita bar right there, abracadabra's right there, which is the magic bar. Where they do magic. It's pretty cool.
Everybody loves magic drinks, and that's time. I think we passed time anyway, but I pressed the button.
I think so.
The Atlantic Dance Hall. Did you go there and, you know, cut a rug? Or
I have never been inside it.
What?
See, it's the amount of times that I go to Walt Disney World and you think, you know, people say to me, oh, you must have seen everything. How can you go? Are you kidding me? There's so much I haven't done. And there's one of them.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and some people just don't even really take the time to just enjoy your resort. Just do the stuff at your resort. You're paying for it. You might as well enjoy it. That's why when we did Animal Kingdom Lodge, we made sure we had a pool day at the Animal Kingdom, enjoyed the animals, all that stuff. That was smart me. Okay.
It's so important to enjoy your resort, right? Like they're really a whole vacation on their own.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about some crummy hotel that nobody likes. I don't know. The Contemporary Resort. 30 seconds.
That's my favorite. So it was one of the original resorts that opened with the Magic Kingdom in 1971. The monorail goes through it. It has the best quick service, in my opinion, of all the resorts, with the Contempo Cafe, California Grill on the top. It has Bay Lake Tower connected to it, two pools, and the best shopping that you can find in any Disney resort. Those stores are incredible. Like, we go shopping there even if we're not staying there. And the rooms are massive.
And time. Yeah.
But that is the tip with the resorts that were there on opening day. Those rooms are huge. Now when they're building resorts, they want to get as many rooms as they can into the resort.
And didn't, when they build this hotel, they didn't just make the rooms. They build the rooms somewhere else and then slid them in.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's they like built the frame of the Contemporary. They built the rooms offsite and then hauled them in on flatbeds and slid them in.
And played a crazy game of Jenga in this hotel. Yeah. It's incredible. It's so cool. Okay. Now let's talk about another hotel. I don't know, not a big deal, not super posh or anything. The Grand Floridian. Hey-ho.
Yeah, the Grand Floridian. So another one that's near the Magic Kingdom. So both of them being so close to the Magic Kingdom, that's a huge plus. Grand Floridian, depending on where you're staying, whether you're in the main building or one of the outer buildings, the grounds are beautiful. You've got afternoon tea, which is incredible. That's well worth doing. You've got 1900 Park Fair for character brunch. And the quick service there is really, really good, as well as the cafe. So the actual cafe sit-down restaurant, it's really great food.
Time. Ooh, we ran out of time.
I could talk about these for hours.
I know, but I only give you 30 seconds, and that's the magic. Victoria and Albert's, you ever done that thing?
Nope. And yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy. We've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, you haven't done it, right?
No, I've never stayed there. I mean, I've gone there, and I've gone to the cafe, and I've had like a tea just to say I ate something there, but never at Victoria and Albert's. I was like, I can't afford anything in here. I feel weird being in here. They're going to kick me out.
Well, and you got to think about all the souvenirs you could buy with that money that you would spend on one dinner too, right?
Sure, absolutely.
That's a lot of t-shirts.
That's a lot of like bubble wands for my kids. I mean, I got to, you know what I mean? So yeah, I can't say I've been there, but I have hung out at this spot, the Polynesian.
Staying at the Polynesian, those rooms are massive as well. You've got Dole Whip there, Captain Cook's, and who doesn't want Ohana room service? So it's not just about going and eating at Ohana. Mm-hmm. You can actually get the whole Ohana feast delivered to your room room service.
What?
Yeah, when you're staying there, that's what you do. So you don't have to worry about getting a reservation. You call room service for Ohana. It's fantastic. And some great views of the fireworks from there.
And that's time. Wow. Wow. I didn't know that. Another pro tip.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's hard to get a reservation there sometimes, especially if you want to do it with fireworks. Forget it. It is tough. My kids, I had to get mine so late that my kids were sleeping when the fireworks were happening. I was like, come on. Yeah. But man, those chicken wings. I like chicken wings. What can I tell you?
So a lot of chicken wings.
Can I tell a story?
I'm getting hungry.
Can I tell a quick story?
I'm getting so hungry.
I want to tell a very quick story about the Dole Whip situation at the Polynesian. I remember a time when the Dole Whip, it was self-distribution. You could just go up and do your own Dole Whip and then... So there was a day I went, I was like, oh, you do it yourself. So I made this Dole Whip. And I didn't just make a Dole Whip. I made like a Dole Whip tower. And it's how high I could make this. I made this jumbo Dole Whip. And then the next time I went, maybe 6 months later, I was back there. And I was like, let's go check that thing out. It wasn't self-serve anymore. And I think it was my fault. I think they watched a video and they saw, no, this ain't happening again. Not with that dude. Forget it. So, yeah. So I want to apologize to everybody because the self-serve is gone now. So, sorry. Sorry about that, friends.
That was your fault.
Yep. Yeah. I got to, you know, own it, right? Okay. Let's keep the party going. And let's just talk about the Disney Wilderness Lodge, the actual lodge.
Oh, Wilderness Lodge. So it's beautiful, obviously. And you can go see the geyser going off. I think it's every 20 minutes or something like that. But it also has what I think is one of the best bars on Disney property is Geyser Point down by the water. Mm-hmm. So it's an open air bar. It's got TVs for sports or whatever's on it. But it's got some amazing views where you can sit down there and see the electrical water pageant that goes by every night.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, because that pageant I could have mentioned, it goes by all of the Magic Kingdom resorts.
That's the time. Wow. That'd be pretty cool to like sit at a bar and watch the parade go by on the water. That's pretty awesome. I've walked through the hotel once, but I haven't hung out there. Is the geyser like a water feature? Can like kids play around it as like a splash pad?
Not a splash pad. Okay, it's just a geyser that you watch.
Exactly. Fun for my kids. Yeah. Daddy, I want to play in that. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
But you can take the boat over to the Magic Kingdom from there. It's a great resort.
Boat access is killer.
Did I tell you about the time that I had lunch at a Whispering Canyon? Was it lunch or brunch I had?
I don't know. What was it? No.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do this, but they used to have a really sassy group of people working there. And that was sort of the gimmick, was that they would sass mouth you. The servers would sass mouth you. So I noticed that this was going on and I didn't plan for that. And if you know me, you know that if I'm not planning for a human interaction, I can't do it. So I was like, I'm not comfortable. I just wanted to get an Eggs Benedict and some home fries. And I noticed that if you asked for ketchup, the servers made a really big deal out of it. And then they would bring you all the ketchups in the whole restaurant and put them on your table. Oh, but I really wanted ketchup with my home fries. So when a table left, I just very sneakily went to their table and grabbed one of the ketchups and brought it over. And that was the biggest mistake of my Disney going life.
Oh, no.
Because somebody walked by and said, where did you get that ketchup from? And I was like, no. I just grabbed it from that table right next to us. And they go, oh, you took that ketchup without asking? Thief, there's a thief. And then the manager came over and said, sir, what's the problem here? I said, I just grabbed that ketchup. Oh, you're a thief, are you? And then they brought out this jail set and they put it in front of me and they put me in jail at my brunch. And they said, why did you do that? Why did you take that? Why did you steal? And I said, I just wanted some ketchup for my home fries. And they went, oh, you want ketchup? And then they went and took all the ketchups.
Still have
table. So I still had to deal with all the ketchups on my table, plus somebody ringing a bell, plus a jail set being brought out and placed around me. Lots of screaming. It was very traumatic. So fun. For me.
Were you solo tripping this time?
I was not. Could you imagine if I was by myself?
Yeah, you're just sitting lonely at this table behind these bars.
No, luckily I was there with somebody, and at least there was somebody there to laugh at me because that
Were they also in the jail?
Nope. The jail was just in front of me.
Jail for one. They were solitary.
Yeah.
That sounds great. What a cool experience. I love that.
That sounds like my nightmare, honestly.
Yeah, mine too.
I hated it. I hated it. But like, you know, it seemed as though everybody else who was eating here knew what they were getting themselves into.
Right.
And I foolishly did not. So it's on me, I suppose.
All right. All right. Well, let's keep cruising here. Let's talk about the Disney's Yacht Club Resort. Fancy, fancy. Ahoy,
Yacht
hoy.
Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So until the new resorts were built, this was my last one to stay at. I will say the closets there, I guess it's more, you know, business people that stay there as well. It's also dog friendly, but they have really big closets and vanity areas, room under the beds to put your suitcase. I would say, though, the quick service, not my favorite. I didn't think they had a great selection there, but the stores are incredible. And, of course, it shares the pool. It's close to Epcot. Boat ride to Hollywood Studios.
That's the time. Ooh. Do you have to wear an ascot to get in?
No. Okay. It's funny. It's one of those places you think that you're going to be underdressed or whatever. And I used to feel that way about the Grand Floridian, too. But, you know, it's not.
Okay, just
check. Disney. You show up in whatever you're wearing, your park attire.
Should he dress like Donald Duck is really the question.
Yeah.
A Disney bounder must have made those closets, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like. The closets are really impressive. Yeah,
it's awesome.
See, I know, Miriam, you have nautically inspired clothing, but Mark and I might be a little hard pressed to have like nautical themed clothes. So I was worried we might not get in anyway, but I'm glad to hear that we can. So this is good news.
Listen, excuse me. Speak for yourself. I have socks with anchors on them. Thank you.
Pardon
there
me.
There you go.
Pardon me.
Put a sailor hat on top of that and it's perfect.
Love it. I'm going to throw one more hotel at your way in this kind of category that might not officially be a Disney hotel. And I'm talking about the Swan and Dolphin.
Never stayed at either. They're not Disney resorts. And they bug me that they're even on property. Because I feel like they made them. And I feel like they're a bit of eyesores. They don't fit with the theme. And when you're at the boardwalk or the yacht club and you're looking out and you see this big dolphin and the fountain that I believe was supposed to be on top doesn't even work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't like them.
Okay, well.
I've always thought they were kind of ugly, too.
Right? Like they just, yeah. they don't fit.
Yeah. yeah. Hey, when you're taking the boat to the Magic Kingdom past them and you're like, they always talk about them. I'm like, what's the big deal about these? They're hideous.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Okay, well, yeah. I love that there was some negativity, Francie, and I like that. That was
well because they wasn't on brand for you. Resort, so
I love the loyalty. I love it. Oh, it's not Disney. I'm sorry, I don't stay there. Hilarious. Okay, let's talk about some more deluxe spots, and let's talk about I've never stayed here. I've always wanted to. Old Key West.
Oh, I love Old Key West. Old Key West is like one of those places that you could go and just hang out, spend your whole week there. You've got the boat transportation. You've got Olivia's, which is an amazing place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the rooms here are huge. So it's a Disney Vacation Club resort. So they have the studios, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, and they're big. Like they're one of the bigger rooms for DVC resorts and everything about it. And the shop is amazing as well.
it sounds great. I want to go. I always felt like that was a little too fancy for me too. I was like, well,
No, not at all. Yeah, okay. There's no place at Walt Disney World that's too fancy, with the exception of like Victoria and Albert's or if you're going to the California Grill at night. But I mean, I've gone there.
Listen, too. I'm going to go to Victoria and Albert's with my camouflage cargo shorts and my basketball jersey on, sleeveless, obviously. And I'm going to get comfortable. You know what I mean? That's going to be some fine dining. Yeah.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah. I'll take pics. I got pics for you, Frenzy.
Do you have like a summer fedora to wear?
Oh, that would really complete the ensemble.
And Crocs? Do you have Crocs?
I do have Crocs. I have Crocs.
Do you have the Post Malone Crocs?
No.
Okay. I love Post Malone.
Are they just his face?
No, they're like, I don't know how to describe them. But they're, you know how like basketball players and like, you know, like musicians and people have like an Adidas shoe or like a Nike shoe. Like Kanye has like the Yeezys, which are like the Nike. Post Malone, fully on brand. Did a thing with Crocs. So there are Post Malone Crocs. And I think they're like green and yellow. Anyway.
Oh, that's perfect. To match my camo shorts.
100%. 100% they would fit in with what you're saying. I was going to get them, but then I looked into how much they were. And they're absurd. Very expensive.
Well, okay, let's keep cruising. Let's get into the Riviera Resort.
The Riviera. So that is the one at Disney's Caribbean Beach. It's the new one. It's DVC. I have not stayed in the smaller villa, the studio, which I hear is extremely small. I did the one bedroom and it was beautiful. So the bed that pulls out of the wall, the theming, it's got a full kitchen, great little dining room, and the resort itself is really impressive.
Well, that's great. We're out of time. Is it weird that it's kind of like coasting on Caribbean Beach's coattails? It feels weird that it's at the top of the lake there, just kind of looking at another hotel. Is that a little weird?
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird that they were building a Disney Vacation Club at Caribbean Beach. Like it just, I don't know, it just felt a little different. The points that it costs to stay there, it's very expensive to stay in that one, which we only did, I think we only did two nights because it was crazy. And it was the only reservation we could get after our cruise. But yeah, it's a beautiful resort. And of course, Topolino's at the top, you get the terrace, beautiful views. Great character breakfast.
It's great. I've heard great things about Topolino's. Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up Orlando with the Saratoga Springs Resort.
Saratoga. You can walk to Disney Springs to go shopping, or you can take the boat. Like, how can you go wrong with that?
Oh, it sounds good.
I have friends that go there and don't go to the parks at all. Great pools, good food. Their quick service is good. Their shopping is good. Bus service is pretty good, but it's a very spread out resort. So depending on where you're staying, you can be really close to Disney Springs or you can be really far from Disney Springs. Hmm. But you could, staying close to Disney Springs is perfect. Especially at Christmas.
Time. Is this not another conference resort?
Yeah. So at Saratoga, they have the Disney Vacation Club Preview Center. So they have a huge area where they have all of the model rooms for all of the different vacation clubs.
I see.
It's big. It's very big.
It's cool. Never been there. It's too much money.
So since the rooms have been renovated, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Still too much money. I got to do some of these West Coast hotels or Miriam will be very upset. She'll be wildly offended. So let's swing on over to the West Side and talk about the Grand Californian.
Oh, my favorite. The Grand Californian is absolutely stunning. The rooms are beautiful. The lobby, like you can sit down just in the lobby, listen to the piano and get food delivered to you right there. Mm. They have a fireplace out back and they have their own entrance into California Adventure. So you don't have to go through Downtown Disney or anything. There's the own entrance right into the park. Like that's how close you are. It's fantastic. And of course, you're right in the middle of Downtown Disney. So shopping and picking up a nice treat.
That's the time. Time, Francine. You could talk about that hotel forever because it's amazing.
I could. I love it. I love it.
I'm so jealous of that entrance.
During the winter, we like to go in there into the lobby and just hang out if it's cold.
Yeah, really. It's beautiful, right? Yeah. And the music in there and
just Disney loiter. Just kind of, hey, what's up?
Yeah, just because it's right in the park, so you can. Why not?
Okay.
Just go have a drink in that lobby.
Very cool. I like it. All right. Let's talk about, I'm sure, just as fancy. A Paradise Pier.
Paradise Pier. Paradise Pier, it's nice. It's really nice. It's really not that far, but it just feels that far if you've stayed at the Grand Californian. The rooms are big. The hotel itself has some good food options, some good shopping, and I'd say it's probably like a 10-minute walk to the parks through Downtown Disney. Yeah, it's really just on the other side, but you have to go through security there.
That's the time. Okay, yeah. It's funky because it was not something that Disney originally built. I think they converted this hotel. Somebody else owned it. They slapped some Disney wallpaper on it and said, this is a Disney hotel now. That's my understanding.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a nice hotel. If I'd stayed there first, maybe, but if I stayed... Like I stayed at the Grand California first, and then you go to Paradise Pier. I'm like, this is quite a walk.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, let's wrap it up because there's only three hotels on the west side. Let's talk about the Disneyland Hotel.
I've never stayed there.
Oh, we gotcha.
Yep.
Wow. Well, tell you what.
Yeah.
Put 30 seconds on the clock, and here I go, Chris. Okay, Disneyland Hotel. Beautiful, gorgeous hotel. The OG, it's the original. Let's not forget about Trader Sam's is right in the middle. Amazing. The monorail slides for the kids in the water.
That's your time. That's your time.
It was like 5 seconds. What? Brutal.
I sped it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Chef Mickey or Chef Goofy or Goofy's Kitchen, rather. Delicious. It's great. I love the Disneyland Hotel. It's so expensive, though. I mean, I had basically what we did, and I've mentioned this a few times on the pod, is we did 4 days, two at Disneyland Hotel and then two at Howard Johnson to offset the cost because it's so expensive. But it was really great. And we stayed in the Frontierland Tower, and that was very cool. Really cool, like models and maquettes and all the lobbies of the different towers. Really cool stuff. Like if you're a history buff about some of the different lands, you're going to get a lot of information. And there's actually in the hallways all over the place, there's all just kind of great models and pictures, like old pictures of how they're building it. Just so cool. Such a great hotel. That was definitely more than 30 seconds. But anyway, I got to give you an applauso, Francine. Congratulations. That was a lot of hotels. And a great job. You did fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I'm really impressed. And I'm just impressed that you've spent that much money and gone to that many hotels. Please tell me you're not buying these rack rates off the internet. Like, do you know somebody? Are you getting a deal?
No. So in fairness, some of them I stayed at, you know, long before I was paying. I was a kid, so my family was paying.
Nice.
But, you know, the other thing is I'm not taking a family. I'm not taking kids. So I'm sharing it with other adults. So, we're splitting the costs. The difference is when you go, you're paying for your whole family. Whereas I'm splitting the costs with other people.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. I'm paying for the whole thing. Me. That's why I can't go to Saratoga Springs. Oh, well. Mark, you want to go in on it with me, a little Saratoga Springs, you and me?
No chance.
No.
Not staying in the same hotel room as you. I know what you're about. You're about that sleep apnea life.
Well,
to be fair, so am I. So,
oh, are you?
Real bad. Yeah. Oh,
we should record that, this like medley of snoring. Yeah. All right, Francine. Well, that was great. Francine, are you cool to stick around and do some armchair Imagineering with us?
Sure, I'd love to hear what you guys have.
Oh, well, Mark's going to dream something up right now during this break. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with some more We Like Theme Parks.
Hey friends, we recorded actually a whole bunch more with Francine, but it went so long because she was such a great guest and there's so many Disney resorts that we actually had to split this up into two episodes. So Check us out next pod when you're going to get part two of celebrating Disney resorts right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out today. If you want to connect with us, you can hit us up anytime on our email, whatsup@welikethemeparks.com, or you can just hit us up directly on our Instagrams @welikethemeparks. You know, maybe you want to say, hey, you want to pitch a segment, whatevs. Just say, hey, Bondo, what's up? I'm all right. Thanks for asking. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at miketreblecockmusic.com. Francine gets a big shout out and a thank you. We're going to come back with some more Francine on our next pod. For Mark and Miriam, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we like theme parks. Right? It was pretty good because it's just me recording this after the fact because the podcast went real long. We had to break it up into two pods. You get it. See you next week. Bye.